Are your conversations leaving people built up or burned out? Let's discover how real love speaks truth, gives grace, and aims at our neighbor's good in every interaction. We'll walk through Romans and Ephesians to ask hard questions about our influence, our words, and our hearts before God. If you're ready to become the kind of Christ follower who strengthens others instead of drains them, this message is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Strength for Unity, a 21-day journey through the book of Romans chapter 15. I hope you're looking forward to this journey. And we're going to title this one, Built Up, Not Burned Out. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, want to encourage you that if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It helps us to take the gospel out to each and every county, our 39 counties in Washington State, 49 legislative districts, 10 congressional districts, a whole bunch of Supreme Court and judicial branches all across our state. We want to take the gospel message from the dog catcher to the governor. And so we are so thankful that you are participating. All right, so we are in Built Up, Not Burnt Out. Love aims to build up our neighbor's faith, not win our own way. And that includes in our policies, our government realms. We want to build up, not burn out, and to find things. Does my influence leave people more built up or more drained? That's a good question, isn't it? Does my influence leave people more built up or more drained? I think about that actually often. And I want to be a person that builds people up. And I sometimes fail at that. So this is going to be a challenging for me. It's going to be good. All right. So we read verse 1 yesterday. Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. And then our verse for today. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, for his edification. And of course, the word edification means to build up. So each one of us is to please his neighbor. Did you know that is why we are here? To love our neighbor. God says that we are to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all of our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so we need to love others. We need to be patient, kind, thoughtful, truthful. We need to not bear a record or keep a record of wrong. We need not be jealous. We need not be filled with envy or brag or all the things that 1 Corinthians 13 talks about. So it says each of us is to please his neighbor for his good. If you're an elected official, one of the key things that you have to think about is it's not about taking from this person and giving to that person. It's treating everyone without, not showing partiality and in doing it for their good. Think about that. Demand benevolence is not benevolence. You want to do it for their good, to their edification and to build them up. That's what we're each to do. If you are a pastor or an elder or a deacon, you're doing stuff for other people's good, not for your good. We're here to be civil servants. We're here to be servant leaders. We're here to be Christ followers. We are here to serve in those ways. And so each of us is to please his neighbor for his good and for his building up. So we're going to go over to Ephesians and we're going to expand on this thought as to what is good for our neighbor. And I love this set of verses because it challenges us in verse 29 here, but we're going to go up above to verse 17. So this I say to you and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. So one of the things is not to be futile in your mind, in your thinking, being darkened in your understanding. You should not, as a born-again believer, have a darkened understanding. Your mind should be filled with the light of God's word. And it says, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. So we should not be ignorant of the things of God. We should be Bereans, people who study, a workman who need not be ashamed of how we accurately handle the word of truth because of the hardness of our heart. Our hearts, if we want to do good to our neighbor, our hearts have to be soft towards our God. All right. And they having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. You want to love your neighbor? here's what it starts out. Don't be have a callous heart. Don't be given over to your sensuality, and don't practice every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way. If indeed you have heard of him and have been taught of him, just as truth is in Jesus. Jesus Christ is truth. And so much of what we do nowadays, we want to say love is the absence of truth. It's embracing my truth and your truth and everyone else's truth. But the word of God says the exact opposite. If you love someone, you tell them the truth according to a biblical worldview from the word of God. That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with lust and deceit. So when you think about laying aside the old self that's being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, that is so important. We got to stop deceiving ourselves. The Bible says that we suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And when we do that, God's wrath can come upon us, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Oh, that's my prayer. I want to build you up in that. Today, God is renewing your mind. Say it. God, you are renewing my mind. As I hear these scriptures read, as I see them read, and I follow along, I'm renewing my mind. And you put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness. You have been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Whew, truth the second time. Just as truth is in Jesus, righteousness and holiness of the truth. Truth is inside of you. Don't suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Release the truth into your whole being and love your neighbor so you can build them up. Therefore, laying aside falsehood. You know when you speak falsehood or you're silent and so you condone falsehood? That truth is irritated and agitated inside of you and it causes a lot of anxiety. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor. What? Speak truth. There's two genders. Only two. You can't change your gender. That's the truth. You're not supposed to steal. We're going to see that. But let's keep going. Speak truth with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. We are connected in community through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Be angry and yet do not sin. Whew. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Wow. How we deal with our anger will definitely determine how we love our neighbor. And do not give the devil an opportunity. Ooh, your anger can give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer. If you want to do good to your neighbor, don't steal from him. And by the way, taking something that is not yours, that has not been entrusted to you, whether it be time, talent, or treasure, is stealing. Okay. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. So, some say, wait a minute, we're supposed to share with those in need? Yeah, did you know the Bible says there's individual responsibility and benevolence? If God has blessed you with abundance, your job is to share that with those around you. It's not the government's job to take it from you and then redistribute it for you. It's your job to share, all right? So, let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification. There's that word again, building up according to the need of the moment. So you have to ask Holy Spirit, what is the need in this current moment? What does that other person need? Lord, let me just say the words that will build them up so that it will give grace to those who hear. When you're talking to others, are you giving grace to those who hear? I know I can be a very blunt person. And yet I hope when people get done talking with me, they sense that I love them, they sense that I care for them, and that I understand and relate to them as a person of grace. We are nothing without the grace of Almighty God. So we see this, grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Oh, put all that stuff off. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. All right. So we're talking about building up. Let's look at some application questions. We're doing some of those in this series. You can find my mouse. There we go. Think of a recent disagreement. Did you aim to build up or just to be right? Are you trying to be right or build up the other person in your recent disagreement? Maybe it's a political disagreement. Maybe it's over a decision or a policy that was made. Did you seek to build up the other person, or did you just want to be right? Number two, what neighbor, home, work, church needs a word of encouragement that you could bring today? Can you see someone the way that God sees them and bring hope to them and say, you know what? I was in that same spot and God forgave me. God went before me. He released me. He set me free. Can you relate to them? Are you simply just a Pharisee that just says, oh, I'm better than them. I have Jesus. They don't have Jesus. I have this. I have that. No, no, no. You are a child of the King. You're an ambassador for Christ. So get out there and begin to bring that word that's going to encourage someone else today. Finally, how could you measure success in a conversation by their growth, not your satisfaction? Wow. How could you measure success in a conversation by evaluating their growth, not just your satisfaction in the conversation? Lord, we do pray that in each and every one of our conversations, God, we pray that we will build up those around us, God. God, that we would live so that we could please and honor you, bringing the good things of the gospel message to those in the public square. God, we pray for our salvation. Would you save us, God? We repent of our sins. We turn to you, the living God, and say yes to you today, God. We pray that over Bob Ferguson, Donald Trump. We pray that over all of our elected officials on the state and local levels. We pray salvation in the name of Jesus, that you would start the heart transformation from the inside out. Let us be salt and light. Let us bring hope and deliverance to each person around us, God, that we would see the goodness of the gospel flowing in the hearts of man, and that we would truly come back to you, God. We thank you for the goodness and mercy and grace that you have poured out on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.